December 26, 2019, it's the Watt for Pedro Show. Watch for Pedro show. Happy day after Christmas. We tried this yesterday, but had some probs. I'm not with Brother Matt, but I'm not man alone either, because from Berlin, Germany, I got Helge. Helge, what's your earliest musical memory?
My musical memory. Yeah, it's when I begin with my breakup. It was about when I was 12 years. I heard American Forces Network, AFN.
Right.
In American Forces Network, Munich. And I had to go to school in the morning at 6 o'clock because I lived in a village and I had to go by train to the next town to go to that secondary school. So I heard in the morning at 6 o'clock Hillbilly Jamboree. And I heard different voices, Hank Williams, Skeeter Davis, Johnny Cash, Woody Guthrie, lots of them, but the very beginning was when I heard
Elvis Presley.
It was Elvis with "Don't Be Cruel."
Don't be cruel. Yeah, great song.
Yeah, you know that.
I think I do. I've been to his house in Memphis. I also went on tour. I went to his house in Memphis. I also saw where he grew up in Tupelo, Mississippi. Yeah. What were you telling me yesterday about old Tannenbaum?
Yeah, that was not the real beginning, but it was almost the same time. That musical Komm mit nach Warastein.
Okay.
So, but Elvis was not the only one. It was also Ray Charles.
Sure.
With Mess Around.
Mess Around, right. Great song. Now, did you do music in school?
No, not in school. So I heard it on radio before school.
Right, but did you take music classes in school?
No. In school, that it was very, very bad to make something musically.
Okay. What about at home? Did any of your family play instruments?
Pardon?
At home. Did anyone in your family play instruments?
I cannot hear it distinctly.
Instruments. Did anybody play? Were there any musicians in your house?
No. I lived in a village and with music I began a little bit later to learn clarinet, but I came not very far with it because there was no possibility to play loud that instrument.
Okay.
So I played Dixieland.
Sure.
Such things as "When the Saints Go Marching In" and so on. Okay. And down by the riverside.
Yeah, great songs. Now, did you always play alone? When did you start playing with people?
No, that was not possible because I couldn't find any other person.
Ah, okay. Small village.
Huh?
You lived in a small village.
I cannot understand you.
Small, tiny, kleiner, little village.
Yeah?
Yeah. So, what happened after playing clarinet? You gave up music?
Oh, I really have difficulties to understand you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Oh, man. But I can understand you very well. You know what I forgot to tell the people what we started the show with? We played I Want to Talk About You, John Coltrane, live at Newport. 1963, and then Iskashak im Monat Mai, Amandul.
Yeah.
And this is, it happened in the month of May, translate.
Yeah.
How did you get involved with the Amandul Proj?
It's a long story, but.
That's okay.
To make
tell
it short, I met Ulrich, the man on bass.
Yeah.
In London, also he lived only a few kilometers from my village in the south of Germany. But I met him in London, and the other one I met before, it was Rainer on guitar. It's a singer and guitar player. And Ulrich were together with his brother and with Chris Carra, and they were already a group of musicians who played jazz. And so I brought them together, and then they decided to play together. So it was Rainer. I came to my place in Augsburg. It's a town near Munich. When he was traveling through Germany after deserting from the Austrian army.
Ah.
And that was the beginning of that group. But what the music you Cornel sent to you?
Yeah.
It's only the music of our group after the dividing of the whole group.
You're talking about Amandul and Amandul 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
We were together in the beginning.
Right.
13 persons.
Wow, big band.
Living together in one place. And with these four musicians. And because we came, three persons had something to do with art. And they were a little bit involved in another way than the others.
Okay.
So I had the idea that in that changing times at that time, 68.
Right.
Why not all people in that group participate in the music, in making music? And I think that was the main reason that that group was divided.
Oh, you think this was the reason for the split?
Pardon?
The reason for the split.
it was for some it was a signal to take distance,
yeah,
to that project. And for the other part, they wanted to try something out. So all that music you have now only that one it happened in the month of May.
Right.
They were also the original musicians were together.
Okay.
on that recording.
Acid ST .. K.
I cannot understand.
It's the title of the song that Cordell sent me. I'm sorry for the. Your connection on this side is perfect though, so I apologize for that connection on your side. But I'm going to play that music right now, okay? Let me tell the people what we just heard, Acid Stuck by Amandul. Then Santa Sabbath yeah. with Bob Lee, Children of the Sleigh. Mold Omen with O Tannenbaum. Right there, that's the German word for Christmas tree, people. Super Session with Gabriel, live on KXOU 20 years ago. The Space Pony with Liar, L-I-A-R. Wish Granner's Already Dead, I'm playing there with Jamie, Vince Maroney, and Jimmy. And then finally, RMX from Galaxy, and I saw them in the desert a week ago. Back with Hellgate. So, Amandul breaks up, splits into two different bands, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And this music we just heard, Acid Stuck, is from the later band, right?
It was this all people were involved on that track.
Okay. And when was it recorded?
When?
Yeah.
About also in the month of May of 68.
Ah, so same time as Eskishakim Monet May. My. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is with the first group of guys. Okay. When did the divide come?
Pardon?
The divide. When did the group split up?
Oh, it's really difficult.
It was early 70s, right? The group split into two groups. Amandul 2.
Yeah.
You stayed with the Amandul guys, right?
Yeah.
Okay. When was that? The early 70s?
70s?
Yeah. Time period.
I think it. I'm sorry. I cannot understand it.
Okay. The group splits up into two bands, right?
Yeah.
When was that?
It was about in August 68.
Ah, so still in the 60s.
Yeah.
Now, you guys, where? You're in Munich?
Yes, in Munich.
And does, when the band splits, do they move to a different town?
Again?
When the band splits up, do you guys stay in Munich?
Yeah.
And did the other guys leave?
No, we just split the house where we're living in.
Yeah.
And we went to a house in the south of Munich. And the other, I don't know.
Okay. And from there, the bands, they change the sounds very much, right?
They change the sound?
Yeah.
Yeah, we change the sound and they change the sound. Yeah.
So, because guys, you wanted something new, right?
Yeah, because our concept of music was a different one then. Because the people who were no skilled musicians,
right, artists,
they wanted to make music too, and they tried it on drums, on bongos, on conga, and so on.
And the other guys, they wanted more of a, what, disciplined musician?
I always have to ask you twice and three times.
The other guys had a different idea on how to have a band.
The other guys?
Yeah, I'm in Duel 2.
So I can only say something about us.
Okay, of course, that makes sense.
Because we didn't meet again, and
it was a total split.
What?
Total split, divide. No more communication.
Oh. I think it's really complicated.
That's okay. I don't need to know everything. I was curious. What was the reason?
Yeah.
You guys wanted a more open band. Are other artistic people involved? Yeah, it makes good sense. Look, we've come to the end of the first hour. December 26, 2019 edition, Watch for Pedro Show. Special guest Helge from Berlin. Hold tight for hour two. December 26, 2019. It's second hour of the Watt for Pedro Show. For Pedro Show, second hour started off with Imgarten Sandoza, Amandul, Cambodia from Unlux,
Malagasy
Quadrille.
I just wanted to explain.
Yeah, I know. Wait a second, Helge. Let me tell the people what songs they just heard. Malagasy Quadrille, Afina Drafina Tone from Henry Kaiser, and then Amandul with Cascastos Mini Lied. Mini Lied. Okay, and now tell me, explain about these songs here, Hellgate, please.
Pardon?
You wanted to say something about these songs.
This one, the Garten Sandosa.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if you know that Sandosa is a little bit changed name for that thing called Sandoz.
Yeah, a drug company from Switzerland that made LSD.
You know that.
I guess.
Okay. Okay. And so it has all to do with a trip.
Yeah.
So we thank Timothy Leary for all what he has done for us.
Yeah, or Dr. Hoffman, actually.
I have read a book about him.
Yeah, Dr. Hoffman is the one
who had to say.
He's the one who actually synthesized. I think he fell off a bicycle on his first trip.
Yeah, our initial experience was with the trip.
Okay. So you would say Amadou was an acid band.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, some of the pictures look like.
Yeah.
People are tripping.
Yeah, on the pictures there were no drugs.
Oh no. Okay.
We were so influenced by it.
Okay. And how did you write the songs? Were they just jams?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was wondering.
So you put it in between, or you want to play it now, or?
We already heard it. We started the second hour off with it. Okay, remember I told you that the music, you're not going to hear it until you hear the show. I put it on digitally.
You put it in between, or what are you doing?
Yeah, it's on there. Trust me, when you hear the show, you'll hear it. But I put it on digitally. I put the ones and zeros. You didn't actually hear the audio. Like, I'm going to play Paramechanical World. What's that song about?
That's a very late stadium of our existence. It was when we didn't improvise anymore.
Okay.
That the first time we always improvise our music.
Sure. And so now everything's worked out more with this Paramechanical World?
Paramechanical World. You probably have heard it before.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, Rainer thinks that, we don't live in a para... Oh, no, we live in a paramechanical world, not in a mechanical world.
Yeah, understood. Let's listen.
Thank you. Dream has become so polluted and prostituted, so full of filth, based on fear, based on greed. Your American dream, they've been warning about this shit for years.
Fast money, your American dream.
Watch for Pedro show. We heard Paramechanical World, Almond Duel. Then Carnage Assad after that, American Dream. Cut Piano from R. Elizabeth after that. A Hobgot Renig Kam Don, A Kind of Pigeon. It's Alexander Arch Milano. And finally, Eternal Flow, Almond Duel. Eternal Flow. Can you tell me about that song, Helge? Helge.
Yeah.
Tell me about that song, Eternal Flow, Almond Duel.
About what?
The song that I just played, Eternal Flow.
Eternal Flow. Yeah, that one. I have made the text, but I cannot remember it.
You wrote the lyrics. You wrote the lyrics.
Huh?
You wrote the lyrics.
The next?
Lyrics. LYRICS.
I understand you.
Text, lyrics.
Text.
Yeah, you wrote the words. You wrote what was saying.
Yeah, Ulrich is singing on it.
Yeah, but you wrote the words, right? You composed the lyrics.
Oh, it's really too complicated.
Okay, too complicated. Can you tell me anything else about the song?
Again.
Can you tell me anything else about the song?
Yeah, it was a really almost religious theme that we will end in a eternity world or something like that.
Okay.
So it's really no position that I have now. It was in that moment.
Sure.
And
52 years ago.
Yeah, 50, more than 50 years.
Time flies.
But Ulrich was very, very good on that because he played drums and he played bass. No, bass played Rainer. But they were really good, but also the song is very quiet and very shy and so on. So, but these were our situations, our feeling at that time.
Sure. And so in a way, a more younger man.
More?
Yeah, you were a more younger man.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with it. We were sometimes in special situations, and we lived it out.
Okay, so life was different for you than now.
So do you think that you can make something really sensible?
No, I never think I can make anything sensible. But we're at the end of the second hour. December 26, 2019 edition of WAP Pedro Show. Special guest, Helge. December 26, 2019, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Watch for Pedro show that started the third hour off with Irlings Vervandel from Amandul. Part two of a big improvised thing, a band called Organs, which has got Bushy in Dublin, Ireland, just did. Next show we'll play the first chapter. This is the second chapter. I know it's cart before the horse, but that's the way it worked out at the end of 2019. What? And then special track experience number 23 from Amandul. I've got three of these tunes here that are called special track experience, Helge. What's that about?
You mean that number 23?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have given it to have an impression that we have recorded in 5 days in a studio here in Berlin, and we have taken different parts out of it, and it's just a part out of an improvised piece that was had a duration maybe from half an hour or maybe even an hour.
Okay, very quickly.
So on that record experimente, we not even have taken it out.
Okay.
The producer did it.
The producer, who was that?
Das war Meisel. Meisel, it was the son of a composer in the 30s.
Wow. You know, it sounds kind of like Schmeisel.
Meisel, yeah.
Well, you know, Schmeisel is a Yiddish word.
He learned his profession in the States.
Oh, really? U.S. Okay.
Yeah, and he came back, and then he made his business here.
Okay, but he decided to cut this out, this too. It was a producer decision.
Yeah, it was a producer's decision, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we get to hear it now. What about this special track experience number 8? I want to play that next.
Number 8, yeah. This is also such a piece.
Oh, this one was cut out too.
Cut out. Yeah, right. And 24 also.
All three of them. Terrible.
Yeah, these three. But I've given that that you have an idea how it worked.
Ah, yeah, example.
Yeah, I haven't taken out the best. I wanted to give a picture of all what happened.
Okay. Well, let's listen right now. Watt for Pedro Show, last music for this edition. Special track experience number 8, Amendul. Then something brand new from Guido Spanonoki. Tell Out My Soul. It's featuring Rupert Cox and Christian Craig Robinson. And then finally, special track experience number 24, Amendul. So, thanks for giving us a picture of that, you know, those days. Especially stuff that got cut out and we never got to hear. That's really great of you. What are you doing these days, Helge?
What
are you doing these days musically?
Musically, in these days, I do not very much musically. I'm doing other things.
Like what?
For instance, I'm making plans for houses.
Ah, architect.
Yeah.
Now, where'd you learn that?
Yeah, I have studied that.
Okay.
So, I never had a very much passion for it. But nowadays, I got more and more nearer to it.
Okay.
Because now I can make plans which are really new.
Okay. You're talking like modern house designs.
Okay.
Okay. And where are they building these? In Berlin?
I can construct a house for you.
Oh, yeah. Here in San Pedro. I would love it. You would have to have a music room for me, though.
Pardon?
You would have to build a music room in this house for me.
That you can play music in that house.
Yeah. I would need that. And can people find you on the internet?
Huh?
Can people find you on the internet? Do you have a website?
If you find what?
You. Do you have a website?
I cannot understand it.
Do you have a website?
No.
Ah. So if people want to know
about you. Yeah, it would be good. It would be good, yeah.
If people want to find out more about you, they go to Wikipedia or something?
Again, please.
People want to find out more about you and your music history. Where would they go? On the internet.
People would find out?
Yeah. Can you tell me a place they could go?
A place to go?
Yeah, they could go find out more about you and your music, Helge.
About music.
Your music.
I cannot really understand it.
Okay. I'm asking you, if people want to find out about you and your music on the internet, where would they go?
If you would sit beside us, we could find it with gestures and things.
So I'm asking too difficult a question. For example, I have a website called MikeWatt.com. If you want to learn about Mike Watt and his music, you could go to MikeWatt.com. I'm asking you, do you have the same kind of thing?
It's really hopeless.
Okay. Forget it. Forget those questions. What about a younger person? I understand, Heavy.
Sometimes I hear it very clearly, and sometimes not.
Yeah, I understand. We only got a couple minutes left. If a younger person wanted to ask you about advice in music, what would you tell them?
If I talk to younger persons?
Yeah, they wanted advice about music.
My advice?
Yeah.
I don't have one.
You couldn't think of anything. I mean, you have some experiences.
Yeah, there are really some special experiences we had, but it would really complicated to explain.
Okay. Advice, what would you tell somebody younger getting into music now?
In that moment, there is a totally different situation with music.
Sure.
Totally different. You probably know it also.
Okay.
The rock music was really a big communicating thing.
Right.
In that moment, it's all different things are coming out, and there, nothing has that power like in the times of rock and roll.
Okay. So they're just too. It's just too different. Okay. I want to thank you.
If I think some bands. Like Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah.
They have invented the rock new in the 90s.
Yeah.
Such things happen, but it gets less and lesser.
Okay. I want to thank you so much for being on the show. Yeah, thank you very much. And
I thank you too.
I wish you.
I'm very sorry for that. I only have understand the half of your words.
Okay, that's okay. What you said was great, and I'm very honored to have you on the show. I wish you success with your architect. You're building plans for houses.
Okay.
And thank you for
all
the great music from the old days.
Goodbye.
It's been the December 26, 2019 edition of the Watt Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.